this is a requiem for the past Chum guys. Too many of the Chum DJs from 1957 through to today have passed on to that great radio station in the sky.
My name is Al Bolisco, and I'd love to have you stay.
Oh, yes! 704, this is Gerald May and Chum.
The public service of the new CHUM News Bureau. Harv Kirk reporting, first news.
Good morning! It's your little Chum Harvey again with another mid-morning session of Top Tunes on Platters.
It's now exactly 12:08 on Chum, and ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to more music on the Hal Weaver Show.
I 12:15 at your music station, Chum. This is Terry Steele. After this,
now, friends, it's time for Canada's biggest country music show, Josh King's Country Caravan.
Hello there. This is Bob McAdory speaking.
4:06, the Major's on Chum. Yes,
10:50 Chum at 7:30. This is Jay Nelson. No,
this is Bill Dryly.
All oldies all the time. 10:50 Chum, 11:27 with Andy Kay.
Hi, everybody. This is Dave Johnson.
Hartley Hubs here in the Chum Chopper with today's traffic report.
It's a Chum graffiti weekend, Sunday night with Wolfman.
Well, and the powerful, how are you, everybody? And welcome to the Moose-Latrec Show.
Tom Rivers has the hits for you. It's 7:12 from Chum.
This is Mike Darrow.
Well, good morning. This is Chum. I'm John Gilbert, and we're on the air.
And we add to that incredible list the names of Chum's original all-night guy, Hank Noble, my predecessor, Jay Jackson, Chum commentators Pierre Burton, June Colwood, and Mayor Phil Givens, newscasters Earl Bradford, Richard Scott, Bob Carr, and Larry Wilson, pianists Lou Snyder and Billy O'Connor, and our most beloved production director, Zeke Debiak, who passed away in 2001, the highly creative Alan Farrell, Chum's promotion manager in those crazy 60s, who passed away in 2007. And last, but by no means least, the man whose leadership and vision we honor by celebrating 1050 Chum's 50th anniversary, Alan Waters.
I didn't see what Chum could become. I had no vision for Chum. We were the first in Canada anyway, but there were a number of stations in the United States that were programming Top 40 radio. And I just made it my business to find out who they were, how they were doing it, and what they were doing it. The idea was that it was working in the United States, and why wouldn't it work in Canada? The secret was for Top 40, you had to play 40 records and play them, just keep playing them. I was very hopeful that the format would catch on here in Toronto, and I had so much opposition that it was hard to believe that it would catch on, because everybody told me it was wrong and that I should take it off the air. I came close a few times, you know, because you get a little fed up with people saying how rotten it is, and but I hung in, and there were some supporters, but not very many. Incidentally, one of my favorite words, too, is fun. I think everybody should have fun.
10:50 Chum.